Welcome to the EdTech Minute, where I share one-minute tech tips that will help you become more efficient and effective as an educator. I'm your host, JP Hale. You can learn more at edtechminute.com or follow me on Twitter at HaleEdTech. Team Drive is getting some new names and roles. No longer will there be full access. There'll be a new name called Content Manager. And a key thing about the content manager role is that they'll be able to edit, reorganize, and delete Team Drive content both in the web interface and in the Drive file stream, which is on the local computer. So this is going to make it easier, especially if you're transitioning from your local computer with a lot of your files to a Team Drive, or if you just need to reorganize things maybe from a Google Shared folder to a Team Drive. So again, check it out. You can check out my website and learn some more about it. Or follow me on Twitter and see the post at HaleEdTech. Have a good one. Hello all. This week I'm at the Texas Computer Education Association annual convention in San Antonio. I can't believe, but this is the 20th anniversary when I first attended in 1999, and I've only missed a few years. At the start of this year's TCA, Randy Rogers, who serves as the member services chair, invited us to share our TCA goals on Twitter. Well, most years I have three or four main areas that I like to focus on to best serve my school district and as well as develop my own skills. Well, this year was no different. My goals were, 1, learn new ideas for integrating coding and computational thinking. 2, gain fresh ideas for micro-credentials tied to the ISTE standards. And 3, encourage my fellow educators. Now, I still have a full day tomorrow, but I thought I'd share my reflections thus far. So first, you guys should check out Lego Coding Express. I had so much fun with about 4 other educators. We're sitting there on the carpet today during a session learning how to code a choo-choo train. And of course, we fumbled around and had a good time learning how to code a choo-choo train. So check that out from Lego. Again, that's Lego Coding Express. Second, there's some great examples of various ways you can do micro-credentials or digital badges. You might check out Carrollton Farmers Branch, Denton ISD, Roy City ISD, and Prosper ISD, and there's others, but those are 4 that you check out. Their digital learning departments or instructional tech departments, they've posted a lot of their content online that'd be beneficial. Then third, I like to give shout-outs on Twitter all the time with to presenters and people that share awesome things. But this year, I've really tried to make an effort face-to-face, to thank the presenters that share and also the vendors. You can really tell how some vendors are really about getting a sale and others really care about students and teachers. So I've been trying to make an effort to really thank them for that. So here are just some of my reflections on TCA so far. I hope that you'll share on Twitter and use the hashtag TCEA goals. Again, if you're attending TCA, so be sure to do that. Thanks for joining me. Have a good one.